Well, I'm quite certain not a lot of people are thanking God it's Friday, because it's been quite the scary day in the local equity markets. Welcome to Money Control's Market Closing Podcast with Sheetal. Well, you've got to pardon my exuberance in welcoming you to the show, because exuberance is hardly the sentiment that we saw in the local equity markets today. Global cues, most certainly weak. Domestic cues, to add to that as well. Political uncertainties. I love that nebulous phrase, but it is not exactly a mystery as to what happened today. The Telugu Desam Party officially exiting the NDA over the Andhra Pradesh special status row. That's really the subtext of everything that you saw and witnessed. The Sensex cracked over 500 points and the Nifty slumped below the 10,200 levels. So the closing numbers that we are looking at is Nifty at 10,195 and the Sensex closed at 33,176 points. Both benchmark indices closing about 1.5% down. Index heavyweights like Reliance Industries, ITC and the HDFC Twins didn't do too well at all, and that is really what dragged down both the benchmark indices. Mid-caps also participated in this correction, with Nifty mid-cap closing down a little over 1%. It's the first time in 7 sessions that Nifty has really closed at this level. And if you look at Sensex, well, it posted its biggest one-day fall since the 6th of February. There was some heavy selling that was seen across mid-caps, like I said, along with a general weakness in auto stocks, FMCG stocks, infra and metal as well. In fact, Nifty 50's top loser list of the day included Indian Oil Corporation, that dropped about 4.2%. BPCL also closed down 3.4%. To double-click a little bit on the stocks that were in the news today, Jayaprakash Associates zoomed over 9% as Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's firm Rare Enterprises bought 3 crore shares of this company. Then Coal India's shares lost as much as 6% today and 6% intraday and ended flat after the stock adjusted for bonus share issue. Steel Strips Wheels, that's SSWL, announced a bagging of yet another large exports order for a supply of steel wheels for the EU caravan market, and the stock ended over 2% higher. Ramki Infrastructure has been awarded a project worth 931 odd crore rupees in Srinagar, and this is by the National Highways Authority of India on EPC mode, and the stock on the back of that news gained 2%. Now, in pharma stocks, Dr. Reddy's got 4 observations from the US FDA for the Telangana plant, and the stock responded by gaining 2%. Among the other stocks that were down up to about 7% today, Amtek Auto, GVK Power, Radico Khaitan, there was Adani Enterprises, NIT Technologies, Oberoi Realty, Kolte Patil, there was NLC India, Reliance Infrastructure, Reliance Capital, Future Enterprises, Hindustan Copper, EIL and SAIL as well. And the ones that gained were MMTC, Graphite India, HEG, Canara Bank and Syndicate Bank. They gained up to 8% in the course of the day. In significant news and developments, the Supreme Court has deferred the hearing plea seeking a special probe into the Punjab National fraud case until the 9th of April. And if you really like courtroom dramas, and may I suggest one or two movies for your weekend viewing, since the weekend is almost here, 12 Angry Men, absolutely, A Few Good Men, one of my favorites, To Kill a Mockingbird, Judgment at Nuremberg, that's another one. And in the TV series, okay, you're going to laugh at me for this, but Suits, please. Total time pass, but I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing, because here's the drama that unfolded in our very own country with respect to the Punjab National Bank case. I thought I'd lay some more of the gory details in front of you. So a bench headed by Chief Justice Deepak Mishra was told by Attorney General K.K. Venugopal, representing the centre, that even before the investigating agency started probing the matter, people come to courts with public interest litigations. And the question that was asked was, is there any justification for anyone to come to this court by filing a PIL and say that the court should be informed about the status of the investigation? There can't be a parallel inquiry and parallel monitoring by the courts. And this is what AG KK Venugopal had to say to the bench that also had Justices AM Khanvilkar and DY Chandrachud. Now, the PIL in question was filed by lawyer Vineet Danda, who sought an independent probe in the Punjab National Bank case and also a direction to the government to get diamond merchant Nirav Modi deported. There was, of course, more over here, but during the hearing, the bench took exception. I like all these dramatic moments, you know, I can hear sound effects already. But they took exception to the submissions advanced by the petitioner that the AG had not read the prayers sought by him in the plea, and they responded this way: the Attorney General holds a constitutional post. Why should we ask him whether he has read it or not? Language in this court has to be decorous and absolutely appropriate. And this was what the Chief Justice had to say. And the court said that such statements were unacceptable and posted the matter for hearing on the 9th of April. So that is that about the courtroom drama. But that's not the only headline that made the news. There was this, I don't think it's still clarified, because President Donald Trump can't have done it again. First axe Rex, and then after that axe McMaster. Seems to be a master at axing, if it is indeed true. But President Donald Trump, according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, is not about to oust his National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. There are, of course, speculations, and if indeed it is true, then I guess we will find out when the U.S. markets respond with a mutor jawab. But we don't know yet. We will find out all in good time. For now, what I can wish for you is a super-duper weekend free of all the stresses in the world. Thank you so much for joining us on the Market Closing Podcast on Money Control.